Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you suffering from nearsightedness and doomed to wear eyeglasses or contact lenses all day long? We at iFix have created a new lens for you. Imagine wearing contact lenses only for a few hours a day and then, after you pop them out, still seeing clearly for a portion of the day. For certain individuals, we can make that dream come true. We have designed the first lens to correct nearsightedness by temporarily reshaping the transparent tissue known as the cornea that covers the iris and pupil. Visit your eye doctor today and discuss the prospect of wearing our lens. To find a FixEye certified eye doctor near you, visit FixEye.com. See you soon.
Number 89. What is claimed about the lenses? Number 90. What is special about the lenses? Number 91. What can be obtained from FixEye.com? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. My talk today is about voting and the internet, with a focus on the security issues involved. The internet can make voting more convenient, especially with people living in places where getting to a voting center is difficult. However, for security reasons, I'm against internet voting in important elections. The problem is that computers are vulnerable to attacks by hackers who can change the results. Also, how can we verify a voter's identity? How can we be sure that an electronic voter is actually eligible to vote? The safest way to vote is actually the old-fashioned way, having voters go to a physical voting station to use a paper ballot. This way, voters' identities can be verified and there's physical proof of the actual vote.
Number 92. What does the speaker like about internet voting? Number 93. What is true about the speaker? Number 94. What does the speaker imply about paper ballots?